This is the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
This is Bruce City Wrestling Women's Champion, Sierra.
This is the Roadhouse, James Vincent.
This is Paulie Tomaselli of Hardcore Impact.
This is Max Holiday, the Bruce City Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And you're listening to the DWI Podcast.
Who? The Best in the Midwest Podcast from the Best in the Midwest Professional Wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Frankie DeFalco Show presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am joined, as always, by DPP. And, of course, the reason we're here right now is to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, none other than Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
We're doing well now that we hear your lovely voice. I know it's another busy week as we're heading to another wonderful BCW Fandemonium event. DP, what are you laughing at over there?
You're talking about his beautiful voice. I love that. That's just fantastic.
Well, speaking of which, I was offered a 1-900 sexy voice contract, and I refused it.
Oh, well. Yeah. You know, you got to have standards.
What's that?
I said you got to have standards.
Yes. That, I have a few. I do have a couple morals left, but yeah, I'm okay.
Might have to redefine that nickname of the Thumper, then.
Yes.
Hey. Hello.
How are you? So is everyone starting up from the deep freeze over the last few weeks?
My goodness, I'm done shoveling snow. I can't find rock salt anywhere. And yeah, you know, my back hurts, Mr. DeFalco.
I hear you. I totally agree. I don't have to shovel. That's what neighbor kids are for.
I thought maybe some of the students from the Thumper's Den on their way down to school, they would have to swing by the house and each shovel a portion of your driveway.
Huh. Look in the dictionary. Under excuses, you know, see all their faces next to that word.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're keeping the neighbor kids in line over there. So that's a good thing. Just like you used to keep me in line 20 years ago.
Well, it was either that or I throw a bat at you.
Actually, you put me in a lot of garbage cans.
Yeah, I remember them.
I don't know why you wouldn't tell demented Chucky Bates to just go out there and eat the snow.
Chucky's here. We're at the school right now. You want me to tell him to come in here and bite the phone?
Well, we got a podcast to do. He bites the phone. We might not be able to talk to you.
Oh, that's true. Well, let's get on with it, fellas.
Yes, sir. BCW Aftermath. Great card here. Let's run it down. We got Mike Outlaw taking on GPA. I'm looking forward to seeing these two guys in the ring together. Both high-paced, high-action guys.
You know, Mike Outlaw was in Bruce City Wrestling several years ago. Came up, made a big name for himself. Had a couple title runs. Chased a couple titles. And he signed a contract with a company down in St. Louis for 2 years, which he was only inclusive to them. So now that the contract is up and he's making his way back to Bruce City Wrestling, and you're right, him and GPA will have one hell of a match. Could be the match of the night. We'll have to find out this Saturday at the Elks Lodge.
No doubt. And like you mentioned right there, that is this Saturday, BCW Aftermath, 2301 Springdale Road, Waukesha Elks Lodge 400. Get your tickets. Mr. DeFalco, ringside even left? Can people even have an opportunity to get them ringside seats right now at BruceCityWrestling1.com?
Ringside is sold out, fellas. Again.
Yeah, that's just a testament to the Fandemonium matches that have been putting on month after month by you.
Right. You know, ringside's been sold out. We're coming up on our one-year anniversary at the Elks Lodge in Waukesha. And ever since then, ringside's been sold out. And it's, you know, I feel like Fenway Park. Every seat is sold out at ringside.
Well, and every seat's a great seat there at the Elks Lodge. Now that you guys have moved there, it's just fantastic. Absolutely. It's a fantastic venue.
Yep. And general admission, advance tickets are going very fast too. You'll have until 1 p.m. Saturday to save $2 on general admission. It's $18 at the door. You can save $2 and get them for $16 at BrewCityWrestling1.com.
Let's get back to BCW Aftermath. You brought up Chucky Bates. He's going to team up with Manservant Baxter. Bates and Baxter, I love that. Taking on Doc Simmons, and we have another outlaw, Zach Hendricks, teaming up with Doc there. I'm really looking forward to this. I love the dynamic of Chucky Bates and Manservant Baxter.
You know, those two guys, they work well together. They've been teaming up for just about a year now, and it's four products of the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy going head-to-head again. And these guys all work well together. Doc and Zach have been working well together at camp, and at camp two has Baxter and Chucky, but also in regular matches as well. So they've all had matches through other companies, which makes me feel very proud that, you know, the work that we're doing here for the talent is spreading out to other companies. So that's very good for me.
And I'm definitely excited to see Manservant Baxter back in the ring for, you know, for BCW too, because I thought he just has a bright future. He looks really good, very good young talent.
Plus the fact that at the anniversary show he bled like a stuffed pig.
It was
amazing that he survived.
That ability.
And he's looking forward to so-called men's for him and Chucky Bates at Aftermath.
You know, you talk about this being four gentlemen from the Thumper's Den, and the way that you have brought along this young talent and made them into very entertaining and quality wrestlers in the ring and just great personalities in that, it just speaks to the depth of the roster. We haven't even gotten into some of the other matches yet, and BCW just provides that with a whole bunch of great wrestlers on the card. Speaking of that, you got Dysfunction taking on Maverick Boone.
That match is going to be two guys that also I helped get in the business. Dysfunction's been doing this now for 15, maybe 18 years. I helped him get into the business back when he was a senior at West Dallas Central High School. And Maverick Boone is, once again, too, a product of the Thumper's Den. So it's going to be old school versus new school, you know, old lion versus new lion, but unfortunately, I feel sorry for Maverick Boone on this night.
Dysfunction is known to go to certain depths to maintain victories. He's definitely a determined person when he gets out into that ring. He'll do anything.
You know, it was amazing at the anniversary show back in January that the Unholy Alliance, what they did to one of the Axemen, put him out. He recently had rotator cuff surgery, Mark Houston. And I don't know why I'm thinking something else, but Mark Houston, they tore his rotator cuff, and Dysfunction filled that spot. And when they heard his music, the place went nuts. It erupted. So now with the new vibe that Dysfunction has, like I said, I feel sorry for Maverick Boone this Saturday at the Elks Lodge. Poor kid.
Well, you got to get your teeth wet somehow, right?
Or broken, one of the
two. Uh-oh. Speaking of possibly broken teeth and all-out beatdowns and two big bruisers going at it in the ring, the return of Dirty Jake Durden to take on James Vincent, better known as Roadhouse. These are two big boys, Frank.
Two big boys going 280 apiece. Dirty Jake, I'll tell you, he was here in BCW in the past also. And he raised a lot of havoc back in those days. And now, Durden versus Roadhouse, it's like two outlaws going, here we go, outlaws.
Outlaws.
Going at it. Who knows what could happen? It could be a no DQ. They could be fighting throughout the whole city of Waukesha. Who knows? So that's going to be one hell of a barn burner as well. I can guarantee there'll be no coming off the top rope in that match. Everything will be ground and pound, but yeah, it's going to be one hell of a brawl.
I feel like whether it's inside a BCW ring at the Waukesha Elks Lodge or outside on the highest snow pile you can find where these two would have the most amazing King of the Mountain match, you're going to be entertained by these two guys either way. Just two big bruisers throwing haymakers, just trying to get each other right there. I'm really looking forward to that match. Let's move on to one last tag match on the card. We got the Maidens of Iron taking on Curse, And I do believe that this is very much for the Bruce City Wrestling Tag Team Championships.
It is. Unfortunately, because Mark Houston, one half of the X-Men, got hurt, I had to strip them of the tag team belts. So now, this Saturday, the championship titles are on the line. The winner will become the new Bruce City Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
I mean, Stacy Shadows, Melanie Cruz, Tyler Sullivan, Sean Priest, you couldn't have more history here as well. I mean, these four have kind of been going at it for a little bit here.
They have been, but, you know, all four of them still probably beaten and bruised from the anniversary show being in that barbed wire match. So now we'll see what happens. Are they going to go full bore? Are they going to feel each other out? I'm thinking they're going to put fist to face and take it from there on this match.
This could be a huge night for Stacy Shadows. I mean, recent history, she's recently been the Bruce City Wrestling Heritage Champion and now could be a Tag Team Champion. I mean, that's pretty powerful stuff for someone like Stacy Shadows and just the women absolutely. Of BCW.
Yeah, absolutely, it could be.
Keep talking about titles here. We got two more title matches for you. First thing I want to bring up is Evil Sierra taking on Smiley Kylie Rae. We've seen what Kylie Rae is capable of at the last show. If you're not familiar with Bruce City Wrestling, you probably still know of Evil Sierra and what she can do. What do you expect from awesome women?
Kylie Rae has a predominant background in athleticism. But then again, so does Sierra. You know, I know firsthand what Sierra can do in the ring, as you guys both know.
Definitely.
She beat the pulp out of me 2 years ago at an anniversary show at Rise to Honor 14. But this is going to be a very well-contested match for the Bruce City Wrestling Women's Championship. Does Kylie win? I don't know. Does Sierra win? I don't know. It's a coin flip to see who gets the better of. If Sierra can keep her evilness to herself and just wrestle a classic match, I think Kylie wins. But knowing Sierra, the evil bitch that she is, if she does go that route, I think Sierra comes out on top.
It's going to come down to keeping her... Oh, go ahead.
I already know who's going to win, Frank. Everybody that's in attendance, because this is the match I'm looking forward to the most. Go ahead, DP. You were adding something in there. Sorry to cut you off.
It's going to be a great match. You know, either way, whatever happens, yes, the fans will be definitely the ones who win on this one.
Oh, that's for sure, yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, mm-hmm. Evil Sierra, you know, you talked about just that attitude that she has, and I think she needs to keep those frustrations in check, and that's, I think if she can do that, that's going to help her win this match, because Kylie Rae is definitely a great talent. We got to see that last month, as you said, and it should just be a fantastic championship match.
Absolutely.
Now, if you talk about Bruce City Wrestling titles and Bruce City Wrestling champions in recent history, you're probably thinking about the current Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight champion, Max Holliday. This man has held that belt for a number of months between his two title reigns, and now he's facing probably his toughest test yet in a man we all know so very well here around southeastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee especially, out in Waukesha, the Beer City Bruiser, Ring of Honor star, coming back, wants that Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight title taken on Max Holliday.
You know, Bruiser is a former heavyweight champion in Bruce City Wrestling. Held it one time. He's a former AIWF heavyweight champion. It's Bruiser versus Bruiser in this one. The Bearded Bruiser versus the Beer City Bruiser. Two big guys, once again, going at it head-to-head. The Bruce City Wrestling title is on the line. Honestly, with this one here as well, I don't know what can happen. They could both punch each other simultaneously, knock each other out, and have a double countout. Who knows?
Rocky III.
You know, this is going to be another one. The fans in attendance are going to be the winners for this one, because we could have a new champion. We could have a remaining champion. Who knows? The only way to find out, folks, is to be at the Elks Lodge, Waukesha, Wisconsin, 2301 Springdale Road in Waukesha. Get your tickets now before 1 p.m. Saturday. Ringside is sold out at BrewCityWrestling1.com for $16, or pay that two extra dollars for $18 at the door when you get there. Doors open up at 6:45. Bell time is 7:30. Folks, you don't want to miss a great night of Brew City Wrestling Fandemonium action.
Last thing I want to say is, yeah, like you said, Mr. DeFalco, BCW Aftermath, Saturday, 7:30 bell time, BrewCityWrestling1.com. And once again, it's been our pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for all the insight, and we'll definitely be there on Saturday night.
That sounds great, fellas. There's one more thing, too. Because of the last loss and the several losses that the Blue Phoenix, Vanessa Zuri, has had, she wants to have some in-ring time to address some issues, I guess. So I'm going to allow her for that to happen this Saturday as well.
Always great to see the Blue Phoenix, Vanessa Zuri. Now I'm even more interested to get to the show and find out what she has on her mind. Just definitely a great young talent in that women's division.
It's going to be an interesting night. So, fellas, I'll see you this Saturday at the Elks Lodge.
Thanks again, Mr. DeFalco. We appreciate it. We'll see you there.